It's got to be, I mean, I've been following on the Facebook pages and what have you, and this whole community of North Davies is just pumped. It's got to be an awesome feeling what you guys are experiencing this week at North Davies.
Well, it really, it's indescribable what this has done for our community. And, you know, I know it's just a basketball game, but down here it's a way of life, kind of. And to basically grow up in this community, I mean, I was 29 years old when I came down here. I'm 52 now, and I've devoted my life and my heart and soul to this program, and to finally reach the level that we've reached this week just means the world to me, to our school, and I know it does our community. I mean, you stop at the local gas station or the local restaurant and takes an extra 5 minutes to get out of there because, you know, people want to talk to you, and there's just an extra hop in our step in northern Davies County right now.
Well, talk about this team. I mean, as a coach, you get close to every player. Let's face it, year in and year out, yep. You've seen some fine players go through. Talk about your cast you got this year leading these North Davies Cougars a little bit.
Well, it's been a whole lot of fun. It's been a process. It's something that, you know, we've seen through all the way through junior high. You know, these guys were outstanding basketball players and outstanding young men, and so we've had this dream for a long time, and for it to happen to these guys, you know, they deserve it. I mean, they put in the work, they put in the time, the effort. There's so much that goes on besides the basketball season. They dedicated themselves last March when we got beat by Bar E by 2 points in the sectional. We got to get bigger. We got to get stronger. And, you know, since last March, we've been in the weight room 3-4 days a week religiously. I mean, you know, people talk about being in the weight room. We've been there since last March. And just everything that needed to be done in order to give ourselves this chance was done, and so you can't say enough about their work ethic. They're just tremendous guys that take care of business and have had a goal, and this is it. And for them to reach it, you know, it proves hard work pays off, and couldn't be more proud of them.
And they're not done yet. I mean, there's one more to go. Sure. Lafayette Central Catholic, you know, this is no easy task. This team is a little more familiar with this setting, I think, than the Cougars making your first trip up there. This is going to be a tough challenge for your club.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, we talked about that yesterday at practice, that we were watching film, and there were some things that they do really well. But then I stopped and I said, listen, they're supposed to be good. You know, we're in the state finals. They're supposed to be good. So we understand the challenge at hand. And, you know, we've really put our nose to the grind this week. You know, everybody tells you, well, you got to make sure and enjoy it. Well, we are. You know, we're enjoying it. But we also know this is a chance of a lifetime. I mean, how many opportunities at this do you get? So we've regrouped, and we had a great practice yesterday, and kids really worked hard, and we are focused, and you know, we've still got a couple days left here, but we're going to be ready Saturday morning.
Yeah, Brett, this is Don Spillman. I've watched you for almost the whole time you've up at North Davies dedicate yourself to the program and bring that program along, and I want to congratulate you for the hard work that you've put in and getting to this place. And just remember, in Hoosiers, that basket in Gaines, or whatever they call it now, the field house up there in Indianapolis.
Yeah,
they're 10 feet high, same
right.
As at the Cougar Den.
Well, Don, you're a good friend, and you've done a lot for North Davies with your coming over and helping us out with our track and those types of things. And anytime me and you see each other, we stop and talk, and really appreciate that. And I know they're 10 feet high, but it's also 17,000-18,000 feet arena. And but man, that's I can't wait to see the kids look on their faces when we walk in there on Friday to practice. And you know, hopefully we'll use that time to focus and understand that the goals are 10 feet high. The free throw line is 15 feet long. And, you know, it's so that's the bottom line. It's a basketball game. And all this that surrounds it is fantastic. But it's the same size of court, and we got to go play basketball. There's no doubt.
And enjoy the ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy the ride. One last thing, Coach, before we let you go. I know a big send-off planned for today. Going to get started about 1:30 at North Davies, and then you guys are state-bound. You're making one lap through downtown Odin, right?
Yes, we're going to take off. The pep session starts at 1:30. The public's invited, so hopefully a lot of folks will show up, and then we're going to get on the bus, and we're going to head through Odin one more time, and off to Indianapolis.
Well, Coach, bring it home, man. We're all rooting for you. Thank you so much. I know you're a busy guy. Really appreciate you sharing some time this morning. And we're all rooting for the Cougars this weekend and a state championship. We'll be pulling for you.
Well, I really appreciate you letting me be on here. And I really appreciate all the support from Davies County, surrounding communities. And we're going to do our best. That's the bottom line. We're going to do our best. We're going to be ready. And we're really, really excited about the opportunity.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much, sir. Safe travels.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you.